It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show.
Welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports out here at La Capaw Valley on a warm Friday night. The Eagles taking on the Newham Cathedral Greyhounds. And boy, we have a special guest up here in the press box with us. I've asked the longtime head coach of the Appleton Aces and La Capaw Valley Eagles, Bill Beck, joins us here in the Subway pregame show. And Bill, thanks for coming in.
Oh, this is great. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
That's right.
When I found out about it, that you wanted me to come and be here, it happened and so on.
Yeah, appreciate you coming up. Big day for Bill and his family tomorrow. They're going to celebrate Bill's coaching career and teaching career at Appleton High School in La Capaw Valley. And we're here to talk football because I know that's what you like to talk about, right, Bill?
Oh, yeah. I watch all the football I can on TV, and we've got a couple of big high schools not too far from us out in California that I watch. And I'm still involved in it, trying to.
Yeah, stay in touch. So where do you live now, Bill?
We live out in California, and it's in San Diego.
Okay.
It's a suburb of San Diego, and, it's nice weather
all year round, I bet, huh?
Yeah, we usually leave in October and come back in May, and
right.
I still have my lake home up at Otter Tail, and so, yeah, it's fun, really enjoy it.
Good. Well, let's go back a few years here. Want to talk about the early years. How did you get to come to Appleton, and what year was that? Do you remember that?
1958. First year I was here, the superintendent of Appleton was my football coach in high school.
Oh, okay.
Bill Sandberg. Yep, and he married a girl from Lancaster, where I was from.
Okay.
So at Christmas vacation and so on, all that, he had no family around, and he'd always come up to her place for vacations. So I'd always meet him at the beer parlor there. We'd shoot the bull, and he always told me, he says, Bill, he says, if I ever have an opening when...
In Appleton,
yep. Or in the close area, I'll get in touch with you. So,
did.
One day I got a phone call, and he said, "This is Bill." He said, "How do you like to coach football and baseball down here at Appleton?" Oh, I said, "That'd be great." Well, he says, "Can you come down for an interview this weekend?" Well, I said, I'm sorry, I can't, because I was going to win a Morehead State, and we were going down to play baseball down in the southern part of the state. And
okay.
We had a three-game deal set up with some of the schools down there in Iowa and southern Minnesota at Winona. And so he said, well, he said, don't worry about it. He said, I'll send you a contract in the mail.
That's pretty nice.
That's really how you got
the job, huh?
Yeah, and I signed it and sent it back, and everybody at I knew that I went to school with and everything, they were always complaining. He said, "You never even had to write a resume." He said, "No," I said, "I got hired over the telephone."
There you go. And that was 1958,
right?
You first taught and coached at Appleton High School.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and you started coaching football right away, huh?
First year I was coaching, and I was the fourth coach that these seniors that I had.
Oh.
So
they changed coaches quite a bit before you
did. And I had a bunch of good kids. So we did a good job. I think we ended up 5-4 or something like that the first year.
Oh,
boy, for Appleton, that...
That was pretty good.
That was okay, so... But it didn't take long before we really got some good kids in. And I was getting some of the parents' kids that I had in the first years. so on. So we had pretty good numbers.
Yep, good.
And it was just fun. It was fun.
So what did you teach at Appleton High School?
Well, something hard.
What's
physical
that?
Physical education.
Physical education.
Yeah. In 1 year, I think it was about the third year I was here, that the bookkeeping, I got to teach that.
Okay.
And then tennis.
Oh, tennis. Appleton had tennis.
We had tennis, but we had a couple, three nice courts there. And then, of course, when we came down here to Lac La Parle, they were always in the, you know, in the tennis deal.
Right,
so
we
had a lot of good kids.
Good.
It was very interesting.
What do you remember about your first year coaching football at Appleton in 1958?
Well,
anything stand out to you in that first year?
Well, we always had some good kids.
Okay.
We had, I don't know if you remember, Stan Shay.
Yep, Stan. He went on to play for the Gophers.
Yes, he did all
Well, you had him in your first year.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had Stan and I had a bunch of other
What kind of athlete was he? Was he good?
Oh, great athlete. In fact, I don't know if I should say this or not, but his dad wanted him to stay on the farm. They, you know, and he wanted him to be a farmer. So Stan came in and talked to me one day, and he says, "Let's go out to my dad or folks and talk to him." So I said, "Sure, I'll go out with you." And so we came out to Appleton and on a weekend and spent some time there. And tried to get, and he finally agreed that he'd let him play.
Oh, wow.
Well, God, he was the best thing that I had there for a while.
What position did he play for you?
Quarterback? Yeah,
okay.
And he did all the punting. So he played defense, you know, corner all the time. So he played, he was in the game all the time. So.
Was he a big kid?
Well, he weighed about 160, 155, something like that. And he was about 6 foot, so he had a good.
And so did the Gophers come recruiting him, or how do you remember anything about that? Because he became a really outstanding Gopher player, didn't he?
The big thing that he did, we had an accident. There was an accident on. And one of my football players, a kid that played football, was in an accident and got killed in a car crash.
Okay.
And so we canceled the football game for that Friday.
Okay.
So I talked to my superintendent and the athletic director that we should put it out over the air that we were looking for a football game. Well, I'd be darned if we got a call from... one of the bigger schools down in central Minnesota down there and wanted to know if we wanted to play them. And they were, I forget what class they were, but I think we were C at that time.
Yep.
And they were A or something like that. So I said, yeah, we'll go up there and play them. So we did. And by golly, we beat them pretty good.
All right.
The University of Minnesota was there watching the game at Hutchinson. It was Hutchinson that we played.
Okay, Hutchinson,
Yeah, and they were there watching a couple of kids from Hutchinson. And I had Shay, and then Bonk was about a sophomore at that time.
Okay, he was a good player, too.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. I had him playing nose tackle all the time over the center, and I swear he was in the backfield more than the quarterback was. So after that game, then I got a call from one of the coaches down at the U, and Shay was a senior that year, and so he went down for an interview and talked to the head coach, and I'll be darned if he didn't come and ask me if I'd go with him.
Yeah.
So we sat in the coach's office down there to Minnesota, and I was with him, and... talked about him and so on and so forth. And
nice.
They gave him a full ride.
Full ride, full scholarship.
Yeah, wow. First one that ever from Appleton.
From Appleton to ever have that done.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So from 1958 till 1994, I believe, is your last year at Lac La Parle.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
a lot of football games, Bill.
Oh, boy, it was. And it was fun. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. And,
Talk about your state. You went to state in 1973. Talk about that. That was special, I bet.
Yeah, it was special, and that's when we had the district, you know, and we had the win to get there and so on and so forth. And I remember playing, we played Le Sueur that one year, and we got beat 6-0 by them.
Yep.
And we really played a good game, but just couldn't score. And
where was that game played at? Do you remember? Up in Hibbing?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking Duluth, but I think it was Hibbing.
No,
yeah.
We went to Hibbing, and it was cold, and it had snowed little bit up there.
Right.
So before we left to go up there, I told all the kids to bring their tennis shoes, you know, in case the field was frozen, which it ended up being frozen.
Okay.
Well, I had this Dan Losey, big farm boy out here that was played tackle, offense, and defense, and he didn't have any tennis shoes that fit him, and they were about size 14, you know. So, and we got up there, so I asked the football coach and the athletic director if we could find a pair of tennis shoes. Oh, yeah, he said, I've got some kids with big feet. So I got a pair of tennis shoes from this up there, and he wore them, and, you know. And they were farm people, and I don't know if his dad would have bought them tennis shoes or not. But anyway, he got a...
If I may have
and I think they were size 14.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fun. And we ended up going down and scoring right away and got...
Okay.
Yeah, they had... they were ahead 6-0. And we went down and scored and kicked the extra point, and that's the way it stayed.
Oh, wow.
So we beat them 7-6.
Yeah.
And I forget all the people from Appleton. They met us at Morris or someplace like that and took the whole team for steaks.
Oh, really?
One of the rest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they'd called ahead of time and so on. So
awesome.
That was really a big deal.
Good. Some players that you remember besides Shea and Bonk and them, some players that stand out over your years of coaching that were good.
Well,
you enjoyed.
Yeah, Charlie Johnson. He went on to St. John's, I think, and played there. So we had some kids that went on and played
college football.
Yeah, right. But I think Shea was probably the only one that played Division One.
Okay.
And Roger Bonk, he started down at University of Minnesota, got a scholarship.
Oh, he did.
And he played nose tackle and on defense.
Okay.
And if you played nose tackle on this nose tackle, you played, linebacker on defense.
Okay.
So, and so we didn't... have him in there all the time because of all the stuff he had to do because he was our fullback and so on. So, so that was an experience that we didn't usually have to worry about.
Well, I played for Madison High School, the Madison Dragons, in the early 70s, and you were a big rival. Let's talk about the Little Sioux Conference. That was a tough football conference, wasn't it?
It was one of the best conferences in the state of Minnesota.
Exactly.
And I was really disappointed that it split up.
Yep.
And talking about Madison, we always had to play them at the last game of the season.
Okay.
90% of the time it was snowing.
Talk about some of your rivals Appleton had.
Well, I think Madison was the biggest, and then Benson, of course, they were ahead of us on a bigger school, and we had pretty good luck beating them all the time, so that was kind of one of our joys. And when we went to Hutchinson to play down there, we beat them pretty good, so they they were really proud of everybody, and the parents, they were very, they used to take the kids home after practice.
Okay.
They'd drive them home, drop them off. He said the only thing that some of them got disgusted with, that they would drop them off and then the kids were back in town before they got there. So they'd go home and get their car and drive to town and meet the buddies and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Well,
I remember on the Little Sioux Conference, Clarkfield, They were always tough. Camby, Dawson. Dawson was always tough.
Yeah.
Remember some of the coaches you went up against? Do you remember any of their names? Bob Monty.
Bob, yeah, he was in Madison,
yeah.
Right? And Dawson had two good old-time coaches.
Okay, yep.
And one was the basketball coach and the other one was football coach.
Okay.
Well, I remember we were playing over in Dawson and the first time, and they were leading in the conference. And I threw quite a bit, or did anyway. And we had this fullback pass, we called it anyway. And we ran at the first play from scrimmage.
Huh.
And went about 65 yards for a touchdown.
Touchdown, okay.
Well, after the game was over, everything, and the coach came over, talked to me, he says, Bill, he says, we don't pass here. I told him, I said, well, what do you think I did it for? Anyway, yeah, they were two coaches that had been there for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, exciting times. Talk about the transition from Appleton to Lacapao Valley then. I know your son Bobby was one of the first quarterbacks out here at Lacapao Valley. That was special, I bet.
Oh, that was great because he was, you know, my youngest son, a good quarterback, and he can really throw the ball.
A mile.
And he knew when to go, you know, dart or nice easy pass and so on and so forth. So it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, you had some good teams early on, didn't you?
Yeah. The first year at Lacapao, the superintendent called me in and said we had to buy uniforms. We didn't have equipment. We had some left for years that it was Appleton. So we didn't want to use that. We wanted to get our own identity and everything.
Yep.
So he said, you know what? He said, I think we're going to go and get a couple got guys down here from Sporting Goods and go over and see what it would actually cost us to completely, you know, uniform-wise.
Yep.
And so he did that, and of course, he was my football coach at one time, so he kind of liked football, too.
Nice.
Yeah, and he said, go ahead. You do it, get the best deals you can.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had 72 sophomores, juniors, and seniors.
72.
So we had to buy 72.
Wow.
New uniforms. Well, I think they were a little shocked. They got the bill. So
yeah, that's a good number there.
Oh,
72. Yeah.
That was starting out down there because they pushed us up right away. We had to play the St. Cloud schools and some of those bigger ones.
Sartell. Well, your last year coaching football was 1994. That's when my oldest son was a senior, and he had a good team with Stephen Turner, Eric Bierke. Them guys, I forget his name, Mike, he's from Milan. They all four went to play college football at St. Cloud State.
Yeah.
And I remember your last game, you lost up in Sartell, I believe it was, in the playoff. And you walked off the field for the last time as a football coach with my son. That's what I remember.
It was fun. It was fun. And the kids really worked hard. And I started getting the parents that were young when I first started.
Yep.
Well, now some of their kids were coming
to
play.
Mike Bredick and Dick Newman, they say the same thing. They're in wrestling all the time.
So
that was quite an honor. Well, a big weekend in Appleton during Applefest. They're going to recognize Bill tomorrow afternoon at the 52 Wing at, I believe, 3:30. There's a meet and greet.
Right.
And it should be fun, Bill.
It should be fun. I'm just hoping I know everybody. The players when they come
you
in
bet.
And so on and so forth. But it's going to be fun.
All right. Bill, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. And I see you must be into golf. You got the U.S. Open golf shirt on and a cap.
I worked that tournament they had out. Oh, yeah.
The U.S. Open tournament?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We don't, maybe 10, 15 miles we live from there.
Okay.
So I work all their stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, this is everything I got free.
Free?
Yeah. And these Sporting Goods guys, you know, they were great.
Right.
I have to tell you one thing. The first The first time that I had to buy a pair of tennis shoes was about a year after I quit coaching.
Oh.
And I couldn't believe how much
they cost.
And I never had to buy them before.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, well.
All right. Bill, thank you for joining us on the pregame show. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. We're going to sit here and watch some football.
Okay. All right, that's Bill Beck, a longtime teacher and coach at Appleton and Lacapaw Valley, and appreciated his time here. And tell you what, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll hear from head coach Tony Smith of the current Lacapaw Valley football team. They're on the field right now warming up, waiting to play the New Ulm Cathedral Greyhounds on this warm Friday night here at Lacapaw Valley High School. We'll be back and hear from Coach Smith right after this.
If the Subway Club were a club, it'd be called the Subway Club Club, and everyone would want to get in for the turkey, Black Forest ham, and roast beef, and dance music. Turkey, ham, roast beef. Turkey, ham, roast beef. Get the Subway Club or the Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki, because they're footlongs and they're delicious. Subway, so much sandwich. Also, somebody should open up a Subway Club Club.
Visit your local Subways in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.